with the rise of artificial intelligence, computers and robots will be taking over a lot of the jobs currently done by the professions, the lawyers, the doctors, the accountants, will be taken over by super fast computers. The optimistic view is that will liberate us to sort of invent other jobs. And that's where, you know, all these jobs, you know, the new jobs which haven't been invented yet, you know, will appear. Or the more pessimistic view, if you like, is that, the human species, Homo sapiens, will be surpassed and redundant by 2045. And, rather like horses, and we will be surpassed by super intelligent robots. We have to learn, as teachers, lawyers, medics, to become the masters of this artificial intelligence, to use it for our higher purposes, to be even better, rather than to be made redundant. We need, as teachers, to be able to use artificial intelligence to teach better, and I would dare to say, not just prepare our students for the future, which is what the best educationalists have tried to do over the millennia, the best ones, but actually help shape that future. While in schools we still sit in classrooms, and I believe in that because I believe the teacher still has a very fundamental role to play, although you will hear all sorts of people tell you that teachers are just facilitators rather than authoritative purveyors of knowledge. Teaching is no longer done, or education is no longer done just in the rectangle of the classroom. It is also done at home. And therefore, the parents and the school must work really, really hard together as a community to kind of continue this kind of community of learners and support for the children.